Aristoclectic. Back for another podcast, and this time we're talking about the hugely, unfortunately popular influencers on social media, YouTube, you name it, all the social media platforms, because these guys go everywhere because their egos need that ultimate narcissistic feed into their egos every day because they can't get enough. We're talking about these alpha male, you know, how to date as many women as you, and bed as many women as you can, blah, 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 gurus out there who are talking about, you know, how to do it, how to abuse women, etc., etc. And the most interesting article came up, and something that's happened in my life as well. I've experienced something in this realm when I commented on something, but we'll talk about that later. But the article is "Stop Listening to the Alpha Male Grift." Basically trying to tell men, don't listen to these idiots who are saying, oh, you can sleep with so many women, you have to treat women like crap, you have to be abusive and misogynistic in order to be an alpha male. And what cracks me up about all of these people who are out there pushing these ideas, all these men who are pushing these ideas of being an alpha male, is they're all like these little wimpy guys that got bullied in high school, and, you know, they really think that they've come above that. It's sort of like, you know, the movie Hitched. That guy had been hurt, and he had been, you know, hurt so badly that he created this whole industry of his own, this whole business of how to get women and just basics of what that was about. And really, the movie Hitch is a lighter, much lighter sort of commentary on these type of guys who have these sites, who have these pages of how to pick up women and how to sleep with as many women as possible, and really the most out of touch, really, I don't know, I can't even think of a horrible enough word for these people, but they're trying to teach men to be assholes is what they're trying to do, and trying to convince these, you know, maybe not as popular, maybe not as attractive, maybe not as virile young men, that being a jerk is the way to get women. And really, it's not. I can tell you from being a woman, and I have been considered an attractive woman. I've modeled, I've worked in TV, I've been a reporter, I've done all of those things. And that, you know, come from being attractive. And I can tell you this right now, as that sort of woman that apparently all these men are trying to chase after, are trying to be in relationships with, I would never go out with you if you were an asshole. I don't want to even bother with you. Because if any woman has any level of intelligence at all, she knows that she can do much better. She knows that she doesn't have to put up with that. Or she knows that eventually you're going to cave and you're going to end up doing what needs to be done in order to date her, which is to be a decent human being. And you're going to stop being a jerk, because if you care about somebody enough, you will do what needs to be done in order to be with that person. Vice versa. You know, women will do the same thing. You know, if women treat men badly, you know, they'd have to switch, because most guys who are worth having, most women who are worth having, are not going to put up with that crap. They're not going to put up with your bad behavior. They're not going to put up with you treating them badly. In fact, I can tell you within the first few minutes, if that stuff's pulled on me, you're gone. I can see you come in before you're even in front of me. just by the way you walk, just by the way you look, just by the way you dress. And this is the way that these idiots are teaching young men to be, to try and get with women. The first thing you have to realize is you can't get with women if you are not worth getting with. You have to be not only physically attractive, you have to be intellectually and emotionally attractive. You also have to have your stuff together. You have to have your shit together. You know, if you are not financially capable, if you are not dressing well, if you are not taking care of yourself, and if you do not have your own place, you're still living at home with mommy and daddy, that sort of thing, or you have this unrealistic attachment still to your parents and you're not your own person, you're not an adult and you're not adulting, you are not going to get with anybody. Nobody wants to be with somebody who isn't, taking care of themselves and doing everything they can to make themselves a better person. Even being in therapy is attractive to me because somebody is trying to be a better person. That is like, wow, that is awesome. If somebody is trying to take themselves to a better level, those are the kind of things that are attractive. You know, going to the gym every day and working out or doing some sort of physical activity, taking care of your body and keeping your body in shape, dressing well, showering, keeping your house clean, keeping your room clean, changing the sheets on your beds. I mean, there's lots of things that men do not do a lot of times that you think, what the? Okay, that is a deal breaker. I'm not going to be with this person. Because if they can't even take care of themselves in all aspects, why would I want to be with them? And why would I want to get in bed and have sex with somebody who's disgusting? So, yeah, it's not treating women badly. It's treating both women treating men well and men treating women well. That's what gets you into a relationship. So, let's see what this article says. The alpha male grift. They say they date younger women, but they just might be paying for them. And boy, is that true. If you see an asshole guy out with a woman and she's putting up with this stuff, she's probably getting paid. I mean, I'm definitely getting paid. Because no one's going to put up with somebody's vitriol unless they're getting something monetary out of it. I mean, come on. Misogyny on the internet isn't new, but with the rise of influencers, Andrew Tate and other creators of the manosphere, it's reached a scary yet idiotic new height. While these men boast about their successes with women, the reality is the alpha male is a facade. Definitely. Trust me on this one. Those in the manosphere, meaning interconnected misogyny, anti-feminist communities, claim that men should dominate women. Alpha males and trad wives, who seek to revert. See, I don't even know these terms because I have no interest in men like this. Who seek to revert to a time when women were confined to the home are opposite sides of the coin. The former and the inverse, the beta male, among others, like omega male, are derived from descriptions of animal behavior, in particular dominant hierarchies among social groups. Alpha animals are the most dominant and at the top of the hierarchy, while betas are lower. For humans, however, alphas and betas are a myth. Studies have shown that people are more attracted to men who have a combination of traditionally male characteristics like assertiveness with qualities like kindness and empathy. See? Research shows, don't listen to these idiots. They're just a bunch of men out trying to take your money and trying to prove to themselves that they're right because they need to feed their ego and make themselves feel that they're right. Not only do manosphere's influences such as Tate and podcasters Fresh and Fit believe in archaic gender norms, but they also claim to have incredible game with women and have slept with a lot of them. I doubt it. Ugh. Alpha male influencers sell their supposed expertise to an audience of usually teens and young men who sign up for online courses. See, it's all about money. Buy products, again, money, and pay for access to private online communities, again, money. So what they're doing is they're manipulating younger men, teens, and college-age men, or men who are desperate for some answers as to why they can't get a woman. They're manipulating you so that they can make money. They're manipulating you to believe all these lies so that they can cash in on you and your stupidity. Let's just be honest. Okay, so they actually probably do think you're stupid because you're paying them for this anyway. Just think about that, guys. But who signs up for online courses by products, blah, 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 private community? And all the services are trying to become an alpha male. The branding can often feel like a hyper-masculine version of self-actualization. But the actual lessons learned in these spaces can endanger the safety of the women these men learn to target. See, and that's just it. If you pay for this service, and you pay to get all these classes, and then you go out into the world, and women reject you still, because you're basically still being an asshole, then you get mad at the women because, hey, I paid for this. It works. I know it does. It's proven. You should be caving to me. And so then their aggression gets taken out on women, and that's when it leads to rape, assault, etc. Because now these men think they are right because they've paid for the service, right? In the case of Tate, he is allegedly abusive towards women. Well, no kidding. I mean, he's verbally abusive. If he's verbally abusive, trust me, he's going to take it to other realms of financially, physically, etc., mentally abusive, whatever. These women in UK have come forward to say that he raped them and physiologically harmed them. Earlier this year, Tate and his brother Tristan were arrested in Romania for rape and human trafficking. I mean, these guys are such lowlifes. Why would anybody listen to them? And those charges came from six other women. They were released from jail and put under house arrest in April, only because they had money that you guys gave them, because they manipulated you into these ideas so they could pay a lawyer so that they could get out of a jail and be put into house arrest. And they wanted to be put in house arrest so they could look at their liege of men who are paying them for all this advice and say, see, we're right. We're not in jail. We're on house arrest. Well, they're still under house arrest, which means they're still in jail. Okay. They are still under house arrest as of this publication. In late April, Romanian prosecutors said they are investigating Tristan Tate as an additional charge inciting others to violence. So basically, inciting all you guys to violence, which is exactly what they're doing. While Tate's case is extreme, it demonstrates one way that the concept of an alpha male who's hateful towards women, yet somehow beloved by them, is a lie. No kidding. Men who say they're alpha and display their skill with women online often use tactics that are deceitful at best, and nefarious at worst to gain followers. The alpha male influencer's grift is easy to copy, which means that figures like Tate have inspired others would-be alpha males to become misogynist micro-influencers themselves, repeating variations of the same techniques and myths in order to build the followings of their own. Okay, a good example of someone who actually could do this and did do this, and many other women who were in the sphere of this happening really did not like what this person was doing. My ex and I, who's, you know, very attractive, could be a model, and his friend and girlfriend, her mother was a Playboy model, and she had been asked, and I had been asked by the same people that wanted her mother, employed her mother's Playboy model to do Playboy. I have been asked to do Playboy, and I was offered a lot of money, and I wouldn't do it because I have morals, but also I just can't imagine all the disgusting men who would be looking at me if I did that, you know. It just makes my skin crawl, but I could probably be set for life if I had done that if I'd done that shoot. Because they just kept offering me more and more money trying to get me to do it. And I kept saying no. So, you know. Anyway. Her boyfriend, who was, you know, ex-basketball player, attractive, again, probably could model if he wanted to. We were out one night, and he nudges me, and he says to me, "Watch this. Watch this." Very tall, very attractive, dressed the part. You know, I'd seen people just, you know, cave to him just because of the way he looks, you know, because he was attractive. And it was kind of sickening, but it's sickening how people do that. But he said, "Watch." And he went up to this girl, and he was there with his girlfriend. And I'm like, "What is he doing? I'm looking at his girlfriend. You're here." But he was flirting with this girl, and then he said something nasty to her, and her face just dropped, and she started to cry. I mean, he was being cruel. And I went over to the girl, and so did his girlfriend, and my husband at the time, went over to her and apologized to her and said he was an asshole and told him that he was such a jerk and that, you know, we were so sorry that he did that. And she's like, "Why do people do this?" And we're like, "Well, because they're jerks like that, because that's who you need to avoid. And, you know, if somebody does that to you, don't take it as it's something wrong with you. It's him. There's something wrong with him that he needs to do that. I mean, what kind of sociopath does something like that?" And I actually told him that. I said, "What are you, a psychopath? What are you, a sociopath? What's wrong with you that you would go do that to somebody?" He actually thought that I was going to go along with it. He actually thought that I was going to think it was funny. He really thought that saying, "Hey, watch this." And then he went to it. He thought I was going to laugh at it. And I guess maybe because he thought that I was on some sort of level with him and attractiveness that I would think that that was funny. I don't know. I don't even know. But I can tell you right now, those are the kind of men I don't like and many people don't like. And we weren't the only ones who were mad at him. He was getting like other people in the bar were like berating him for what he had just done. So people watched. There are people watching when guys are doing this to people. When guys are doing this to women. And she was so upset about it. Fortunately, we were able to settle her down and get her to the point where she understood that he was just a jerk. But that is exactly the kind of stuff that these classes, these kind of men, are teaching other men to be like and to treat women like. And I can tell you right now, that girl didn't want to have anything to do with my friend after he did that to her, after he treated her that way. She didn't want to have anything to do with him. And all he did was upset her and make her feel bad about herself. And if you think that that is going to make a woman want to be with you, you are so dumb. You are so dumb. Nobody wants to be around somebody like that. Not in a million years. Okay. So that's just an example. And I sometimes wonder, did he watch those classes? Did he think that, or is he the kind of guy that would start a class like that, thinking that, you know, because he's such a sociopath, which he was, that this is okay to do to people? You know, only crazy people do stuff like that to people. And you want to run fast in the other direction, away from them. You do not want to be around them, because God knows the lengths that they'll go to. I mean, I even said to him, I said, "Just watching you do that, I sometimes wonder if you're capable of murdering me. Because if you are that thoughtless and that emotionless, what are you really like inside that you can do that to somebody?" And he got hurt by that. And I was like, "Well, are you hurt because I realize who you are? Or are you hurt because that really hurts you? Because I don't know after what I just watched. I don't know after what I just witnessed who you are anymore." And I really did upset him. But, you know, I don't understand people like that. I don't know how you can hurt anyone like that, even at that level. And if you can do it at that level, you can do it at another level. And if you can hurt people, you probably can hurt animals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are certain people that shouldn't have pets, you know, and he's probably one of those. Okay, so she goes on to say that shade of game, an account with about 4,500 followers and run by an aspiring alpha male influencer who identifies himself as 40-year-old man named Ben on Twitter, recently went viral for saying that he doesn't date women over the age of 18 or 24. Well, now we're looking at a Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, everybody's like, you know, oh, Leonardo, all these women. It's like, if you really met him, you probably wouldn't like him. You probably wouldn't like him. I'm sure he's really great about climate change, and I respect him for all that, you know. But the way that he treats women is abhorrent. It's abhorrent. And he is a misogynist. And I don't have a lot of respect for Leonardo DiCaprio. And I can tell you that I do not seek out his movies or anything that he's in unless I've been told that it is the whole movie itself and all the cast in it is worth watching it. I avoid him like the plague because I know how he treats women. And, you know, he can say that he is against sex slavery and all that stuff, but he treats women worse than anything. So it makes it really hard for me to believe what he's saying 9 times out of 10. You can't say that you're a decent person over here and then go over here and be a trash person. You just can't. Your moralities have to be the same all the way through your life or you're lying about something. Right? It's just the truth. Okay, so this guy says he won't date anybody over 18 to 24. This is common in the manosphere, which I feel DiCaprio is part of. Tate has said that 18 to 19-year-olds are better than women over 25. You know what that is? That's pedophilia. He's a 40-year-old man, and he's going after barely legal women who are just over the legal line. That's pedophilia. Those women are 20 to 22 years younger than him. Give me a break. And he knows very well that they're innocent and don't have a lot of experience, and he's taking advantage of that as an old man, which he is at 40. Because they've been through less dick, is what he says. I mean, oh my God, what a piece of, you know what. He said women have too much mileage and baggage when they're older than 24. And to trust him because he's tested extensively. You know what he is? He's somebody who wants to be able to manipulate somebody who's much younger than him. He doesn't want to be with somebody his own age because they can call him on his crap. They can call him on his misogyny. They can call him on his stupid ideas. He thinks if he gets someone younger, they're going to be too dumb to call him on his stuff. But I can tell you, when I was 19, I was calling guys like that on that all the time. I had older men hitting on me all the time. And the only reason that he ends up with somebody is he's putting on a mask. He's not acting like who he truly is. And he's lying to them. He's not being truly authentic about who he is. It's the only way that he could get with anybody that is 20 years younger than him. Trust me. Or, like this article says, he is paying for it. There are sugar daddy sites where women, much younger women, will be with you if you pay them. So if he's paying somebody, they're probably like, I don't care, I'm getting paid for this. You know, he can say whatever he wants. I really don't care as long as he pays me at the end of the night. Right? I mean, honestly. Or they probably know who he really is and how he really is, and they put up with it just because they know they're going to get paid. You know, he's using escort services or he's using prostitution if he is getting younger women. Because most women are not going to put up with this stuff. Most women are just not going to put up with it. And usually if a woman ends up in an abusive relationship, it's because the man has pretty much put on a mask for a long, long time and hasn't shown who he truly is. And then he waits until he thinks he's got that woman and then he starts trying to abuse her. And that's why women are confused. Like, what is going on? You used to be this, you know, prince and this Romeo, and now you're turning into, you know, Jekyll and Hyde. So, yeah. These are the kind of guys who do that sort of stuff. They lie for years sometimes to get a woman rolled in, and then they start this stuff on them. So, and this guy's not even attractive. I can tell you that much. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He is unattractive. So, not only is he unattractive in his personality and who he is, but he is unattractive physically as well. Which I'm sure that because of the way he acts, the way he thinks, is that shows in his physicality. It's just physiological, right? So that's just one guy. And then she talks about other guys doing the same stuff. Hug and face, AI image detector. But even if they're real, they're part of an illusion that Shade of Game is run by high status men. Okay, so what is that about? Shade of Game posted this take along with photos and videos of him with younger women in a club. Some Twitter users say that these photos are AI generated. So, okay, the pictures that he is posting with these younger women are fake. They're AI generated. He is, you know, somehow taking pictures and manipulating them. But if they're real, they're part of an illusion that he is running as this high status man, a key component of how micro influencers like him gain attention and followers. He himself tweeted his scheme: get a VIP table at a club, invite women and a photographer to document it all to post it on social media. Your reputation will skyrocket. So basically, he's saying, fake it. You know, these pictures of me are fake. I, you know, get a high stakes table at a club. I pay these women. He pretty much said it. I pay these women to take pictures with me so that I look like I'm the man when really I'm not. So there you go. He admitted it on his own social media account. While not speaking about this guy specifically, Twitch streamer and stripper Ivy Wilder quoted his tweet and shared her thoughts on the alpha male archetype. The guys behind these accounts hire us, sex workers, to hang out with them and take pictures. Wilder recounted an experience where she and other women were paid to go on a boat with men, one of whom posted on his alpha male account that these women flocked to him. The truth was, he paid them to be there. Mashable has reached out to Wilder for comment. When Mashable asked about Wilder Streets, Shade of Game replied with a link to the tweet saying fake news and that he hasn't met Wilder. Look how she says these accounts but doesn't mention me. Not me, he said. Bait and switch aren't unusual for alpha males. A woman who appeared on the Fresh and Fit After Hours podcast and a clip on now deleted TikTok account said that the host Myron Gaines found her on Seeking Arrangement, a dating site for sugar daddies. See, I told you it was sugar daddies and babies. But he never paid her. Instead, he told her to come on the podcast. Gaines denied these claims in the clip. Sex workers have appeared on the After Hours podcast, but none appear to make similar claims about the host finding them on Seeking Arrangements. But they are sex workers. They have admitted to that. Men like Tate and Gaines sell the myth of the alpha male in order to sell their own products. With Tate, it was his Hustlers University. Remember Hustler magazine? What was the movie? Harrelson was in Hustlers magazine. Okay, so Hustlers Online, University Online with Gaines. It's the Fresh and Fit brand of merch, and the Patreon on Twitter claims to teach the game and links his Telegram for people to subscribe, and it currently has around 750 subscribers. So, you know, this is a sex relationship, sex therapist reporter that has reported on this, so I think she knows what she's talking about, but there you go. These guys are just playing a game, like I said all along. They're trying to make people believe that they have this lifestyle when they don't, and they're paying women to be with them. Well, of course it's going to look like they're the man if they have sex workers that they're paying to say and do what they say they want them to do. So, I was on YouTube, I can't remember, I think it was YouTube, it might have been another social media page, but there were these, the same type of guys that were posting how to get women, And basically talking about how to treat them badly, and then women would flock to you. And I think I just kind of tripped over it. I don't even know how I got on the page, but I was like, well, I'm here and I don't like what they're saying. And I am me, so I am going to say something to counteract these idiots telling these men to do this kind of stuff. And I basically said on the page, be yourself, you know, don't try to listen to these guys, don't listen to anything they say, just be yourself. And on top of that, you know, take care of yourself. Go to the gym and work out every day. Take care of your body. You know, what I've said earlier in the podcast, you know, take care of your the way that you look, the way that you dress, your hygiene. You know, don't have nasty beards that women don't like. You know, take care of yourself and take care of who you are. Go to counseling, go to self-help things, get your self-help books, read up, you know, go to therapy, do all the things that you need to make yourself a better person. Work on you. Focus on yourself and what you need to do to become a better human being, and then watch the women come flocking to you, because you'll then end up being the man that most women are looking for their whole lives. Someone who is an intellectual, very smart, someone who takes care of themselves, cares about their body, is attractive, someone who dresses well. And we're not talking the way that these idiots tell you to dress in these, you know, alpha male videos, but just dress well. You know, for men, it's very simple to dress well. You just have to have the basics, you know. You don't have to go out and buy anything really majorly expensive. Just buy a few basic, nice pieces and look well when you go out. Be clean. Take a shower every once in a while. You know, after you work out, take a shower. You know, keep yourself clean. Smell good. And we're not talking pile on a bunch of cologne. No, actually smell good because you've showered. Because you're actually clean. Take care of your body. Take care of the way you look. And then take care of your mind. You know, I can tell you there's nothing more sexy to me than a very intelligent man. And a man who is intelligent because it is what he does. It is what he likes to do. It is, he's not doing it for any other reason than it is part of who he is. It is his own interest. If he's interested in the orchestra or the opera, it's because he's interested. He's actually interested. If he's interested in biochemistry, physics, I've dated a couple guys who took physics classes. I dated a doctor. I loved hearing them talk about their profession. And what was sexy to me was how intelligent they truly were and that they were using their intelligence to help others. One of the guys that I dated was taking physics and biochemistry. He's since then started a company that helps to diagnose things and to find different kinds of disorders. And I mean, he's really done something really wonderful with his life, and he's helping people. Yes, it's making him money, but he's also helping people, right? The other guy that was a doctor that I dated, he is an emergency room doctor, and he helps people every day, you know, by helping them in emergency situations. You know, those are the kind of things that are attractive to women. Who's the guy who does the podcast? He's the neuroscientist. I can't think of his name. It's something lab. But I watch his and listen to his podcast, and I keep thinking, oh my God, this guy is so sexy. Because every time he's talking, all of that intelligent stuff coming out of his mouth, and the fact that he has this passion for what he's doing, and he's just so ultraly intelligent, and he's also helping people. He's also helping people with this podcast and what he does. I think he's like at Stanford or something. Anyway, and that's attractive. And he takes care of himself. He takes care of his body. He talks about what he does for himself every day to take care of his body, mind, soul. You know, he is an ultimate man. You know, and he's a very nice person. He's a very sweet, nice person. Even on these podcasts, you can tell he's just this really great guy. That is the kind of man that is attractive. Okay? What was another one? Oh, there's another. There's a Matthew Cook who he is doing different podcasts and different stories about. He talks about abolitionists. He talks about feminist rights. He talks about equality. He talks about equality for all sexes, all colors. He talks about helping the poor, helping the marginalized. And he does all these very intelligently well-spoken podcasts about that. And, you know, my brain has a huge crush on his brain. He has this great brain. And that is what I find attractive, is intelligence. Now, they are attractive. They're attractive men as well. He takes care of himself. You know, he's not overweight. You can tell he works out. You can tell that he has, you know, worked on himself emotionally and mentally and all of those things. Those are the things that are attractive people. It's not treating somebody like crap. And you can tell that this guy is also someone who treats people well. And he does podcasts about treating others well. He does podcasts, you know, criticizing politicians who are not voting for things to help the people who are in poverty, the people who can't afford health care, the people who are on food assistance and need this sort of help. You know, he does podcasts, you know, supporting politicians who actually help people who have been voted in or actually helping their own constituents to further their lives in a better way. And, you know, programs for the handicapped, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's a good person. That is what's attractive. And that is why he probably doesn't have any problems finding a woman. That is probably why the neuroscientist doesn't have any problems finding a woman. Because they're good people. And what attracts me to both of them, and what makes me want to watch their podcasts, is because they are good people. They're not these alpha male jerks that treat people like crap. So I guess for me on this channel, the sex positive channel, I just really want women to listen to me, and I really want men to listen to me about this. Women, do not let men treat you badly. If they do, you are better off alone. Walk away, stay alone, work on yourself, focus on you. Don't worry about trying to find a guy. Just focus on yourself. Because if you are ever in a relationship with someone who treats you badly, there's something about you that you need to work on, right? You need to stay away from those kind of people. Men who treat women like this, there's something definitely, really, seriously, majorly wrong with you if you feel the need to hurt others in any way, on any level, financially, psychologically, mentally, physically, whatever. Anything that you do to hurt someone else, that's because you have a problem. You are the problem. The people around you aren't the problem. Look at yourself and look at, you know, everything that's going on around you. You are the common denominator in anything negative happening in your life. If things are not going well, it's because you aren't doing what you need to do to make things go better. You are the problem. You are your own problem. Don't go looking for some idiot to tell you what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. Work on yourself. Be a better person. Treat people with respect at every level. And you know what? You're not going to be able to jump around with a lot of different women. If women have any type of respect for themselves, they're not going to let you do that. And the only women that are going to let you jump in and out of bed with them are women who are going to get paid. They may not outright get monetarily money from you, but they're going to get something from you. Trust me. And that exchange is going to happen because they're not going to put up with someone like you. No woman, no man wants to be with a person who is just going to use them. Ever. Nobody wants that. And if you're doing it, you are not only hurting yourself, you're hurting other people, and that is so wrong. Anybody worth their salt is not going to be attracted to you if you do that. Anybody worth their salt is not going to want to be around you if you are that kind of a person. And why would you want to be around somebody who's only looking to use you because you're using them? Trust me, when you're using someone else, and if that's happening, and if you're getting away with it, they're using you. They're using you as well. There's a reason that they stick around. Because they have to be getting something out of it in order to be sticking around. Right? I've often thought many times that that's how the world works. Everybody uses each other. But no. You can set those boundaries. You can start a different life. You can have a different plane of view if you start working on you. And sometimes that means that you will be alone for a while. It may be years that you're alone if that's what you need to work on. It's sort of like, you know, when addicts are in recovery, a lot of them don't get all the way through recovery. Why? Because they don't want to take the time to work on themselves. It's painful to work on yourself. To really have to look at who you are and what you need to do to change can be painful sometimes. To be able to have to admit how screwed up you are and how you've messed up so much in the past and how you have squandered chances of a happy life. It's hard to look at that. It's hard to realize that you screwed up so bad. But you know what? That was yesterday. Clean slate today. All that's in the past. You can't change it. You have today. You've started a new day. You've started a new life just today. And you can move forward in a better way. And sometimes it takes time. It takes time to heal from maybe something that happened in your family. It takes time to heal from abuses that happened from parents. It takes time to heal from hurts, from relationships that didn't work out, from things that didn't work out maybe in a job situation or a friend situation. Sometimes people hurt you and you need time to heal. Take it. Don't blame that hurt on something that it's not, right? Don't get angry that you can't move forward. You're just not ready yet. You're not ready to move forward. You need time, and there is nothing wrong with taking time to heal yourself, to get yourself back to where you need to be. You know, most situations that you go through, there is a grieving stage. Everybody goes through grieving what couldn't be to accepting what is, right? And you go through those stages from, you know, not, you know, grieving, okay, this can be, I didn't want it to be this way, to the, you know, you go through the all the 7 or 8 grieving stages until you get to the point where you accept, well, that's just how it happened and I have to move on. Everybody goes through it. Some people, you know, can process that quickly. Some people cannot. Some people, it takes months, years to process that. Especially if you've been in a long-term relationship. Long-term relationship with a parent. Long-term relationship with a friend. Long-term relationship with a sibling. Or long-term relationship with a significant other. Somebody you've dated or even married. It takes time to process that grief. It takes time to process what's happening to you. A lot of times, we'll push things down and we will put them to the back of our mind and we will not look at some of the things that happened because it's too hurtful and we can't handle it at that time. And then it'll come up later and we'll finally realize what happened, you know, maybe a year or two later, because now we're ready to be able to handle that. It's your own brain, your own psychological brain that is protecting you from something that you can't handle in the moment. Or maybe your own emotional self is putting that to the back burner because you know you can't handle it in the moment. You're just saying, I can't think about that now. You know how Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind says, I'll think about that tomorrow. I can't think about that today. Because that's basically what she's doing. She's compartmentalizing what she can handle. I can handle this today. I can't handle that. I'm not going to think about that today. I'm going to think about that tomorrow. Because maybe tomorrow I can handle that has happened. Maybe tomorrow I can emotionally grasp what is going on in that situation. Until I can, I'm not going to think about it. Because I need to survive. I need to get to the next day. I need to keep my emotions in check. So that's why I'm not going to think about that. So that actually was a very ingenious line in Gone with the Wind. Because that's what she's doing. She's compartmentalizing something that she can't handle. So there's lots of things that you can do. You know, take it slowly. Get into therapy. Get into counseling. I've been to counseling after a divorce, and it's, you know, and before and after the divorce, and it really helps me. I don't think I would have been able to handle or process some of that stuff if I didn't have somebody with a professional viewpoint telling me what was going on. And a lot of times you'll just realize that the things that you're going through are textbook, but at least you'll have somebody that can tell you, you know, what the next step is. This is normal. Everybody goes through these stages of grief, or everybody goes through these stages of breakup. You know, you'll have somebody who can be that sounding board. But don't listen to these idiots who are just trying to make money off of you. And obviously, you know, like we said here previously in the podcast, they're taking pictures, they're paying women, they're trying to make this facade on social media or on their accounts so that you think, as a man, that this is actually attainable. And it's not. Nothing is easy. These guys are trying to make you think that getting women is easy. It's not. It's not. Even men who you think are getting women easily, it's not easy for them either. There are reasons that women are attracted to them. Maybe those women are screwed up in some way, and that's why they're attracted to someone else who's screwed up. Who knows? Everybody, I think, needs to do more work on themselves in order to have healthy relationships. But there are reasons that certain people are attracted to other people. There's no rhyme or reason in any of it. You know, it could be they have similar family backgrounds. It could be they have some sort of an Oedipus thing where they, you know, see their father in that guy. You know, I've seen that. I was just on a page the other day with a woman who, she was thanking her father, and they showed a picture of her dad, and then they showed a picture of her husband. He looked just like her dad. And that's another podcast I've done about the Oedipus complex. It was just so weird. It was like, oh my gosh, he could be her brother. And she's married to him because he looks just like her dad. So there's some things going on there. So there are so many reasons that people are with other people. And it doesn't have anything to do with treating them badly or whatever these techniques that these guys are trying to show you, right? There are so many diverse psychological, emotional, all kinds of reasons that people get together with other people. And then there are the people who get together who have worked on themselves, are 100% themselves, going into a relationship as a 100% real, diverse person who gets with another 100% real, diverse person. And those are the happy couples that you see. Those are the couples that stay together for years. Those are the couples who get it. Who get it. Who understand that people change and people grow, and you have to change and grow with those people, and you have to accept them in their change and their growth. That's why people stay married for so long. That's why people are happy. They also realize that sex changes throughout relationships. They also realize that you have to give, you have to take, and sometimes one person's giving more than taking, and vice versa. People who are healthy understand these things. These guys telling you to go out and treat people badly just so you can sleep with a million different women, they are not healthy people. Don't listen to them. Like I said, I got on this page and I made this comment about being yourself and being authentically yourself. And what ended up happening when I made that comment is I got a ton of men asking me questions. Well, what should I do? And how should I do this? And how should I do that? And I just kept reiterating, Be yourself. Quit trying to be somebody else. Quit trying to listen to these idiots and what they're trying to sell to you, which is really all this is them trying to make money. Be who you are. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental mind. Take care of your physical body. Take care of your home. Take care of your finances. Be the man that every woman is looking for. Someone who has got their stuff together. That is what is going to be the most attractive thing for any woman. Like I said, I watch these podcasts, I listen to these men, I follow some of these pages of these men. It's because they have their stuff together. And I even follow pages of married men just because it's great to see these married men treating their wives wonderfully. It's goals. It's relationship goals that you want to see. And it's a good reminder to know that there are good men out there who are good to their wives and good to their children, and they stay with their wives and stay faithful to their children. So that's part of why I follow them, because it's nice to see that all the time and to know that it is possible that there are men out there like this, that there are good guys that want to have a great relationship. There aren't a bunch of jerks that are going to these sites trying to learn from these other jerks how to treat women badly. That's not how you get women. And that's basically what I told these people when they were asking me questions. I just kept saying, just keep being yourself. It's not going to happen right away. You're not going to find someone just right off the bat. It takes time to become who you really are, to become the good guy that you really are. And once you do, you're not going to want to just be with anybody. You're not going to want to be sleeping around with a bunch of women. You're going to want to find the one. And then that's when you're going to start looking for someone who has her shit together, who is going to be the equal partner for you that you need in your life. You're going to want her to have worked on herself, emotionally, mentally, physically, and also financially. When you become good in yourself, you have to, and I also told them, you have to get to the point where you're okay with being alone. You're okay with being on your own and being alone. When you get to the point when you're okay with being alone, that is when you will find someone. Because there is no loss. If that relationship doesn't work out, yes, you'll be upset. Yes, you'll be hurt. But you won't be afraid to go back to being alone. If you are stuck in a relationship because you're afraid of leaving it and being alone, that's not a relationship. That's a prison. But if you are in a relationship that you know you want to be in it, and that even if you didn't want to be in it, you could walk away because you'll be okay with being alone, then you're at a healthy spot in your life. That's the spot you need to get to. You need to get to a point where it's okay to be by yourself. I'm dating, I'm seeing people, but I am basically alone. I am not afraid to be alone, right? And if things don't work out with people that I'm seeing or I'm dating, it's okay. I can step back from that and I can say, well, that didn't work out. That's okay. I'm better off over here alone. If you have that fear of being alone, you will never be able to find the relationship that you deserve. And that's basically what I told these guys. And of course, the guys on that channel were not happy with me. They got on there and they kept trying to counteract what I was saying. And I kept coming back at them with the same sort of thinking. And they couldn't dispute me. They couldn't dispute me. Which I basically debunked everything that they were saying. Every time that they would try to comment, I would come back at them and say, and then they eventually just had to concede to me that I was right. So then I got even more questions from the guys on that site. At this point, I think they've deleted my comments because it was causing, less and less people to sign up for their program. But the truth is that even the guys on that site who were purporting to treat women in a way that you shouldn't treat them had to agree with me. Had to eventually say, yeah, you're right. Because that is the way it should be. You need to be who you are in order to find the person that you can be with. Because listen, once all of that falls to the wayside, you are going to have to live with that person. And they're going to have to live with you. So you guys better be authentically who you are from the very beginning. Right? Until next time.